Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. It is the 17th of November. We're not going to really adhere to this, not releasing anything until noon in terms of our time zone. The news is breaking too fast and too hard right now, and it's too important. So we're a little bit, we're at about 12:30 East Coast time right now. We're going to save the discussion on Kyle Rittenhouse until something happens later on today, because all we can do at this point is kind of assume what's going to happen. It ain't good. I'm going to talk instead a little bit about the COVID vaccinations. The state in the union that is the highest vaccinated state, 72% of the population in Vermont, is the highest vaccinated state in the country, and guess what? They have a huge surge of new COVID cases right now. Jimmy, your comments.
There is so much misinformation out there that somehow the vaccinations save people. It's becoming unbelievably uncomfortable and complete fabrication. We yesterday on The View, Jenna Bila, she was being told she wasn't able to come on show because into the studio because in fact she's not vaccinated, and she said, hey, look, you know, I have natural immunity. My doctor says I don't want it. There's some risks involved in this, and oh, by the way, it doesn't stop you from getting the COVID virus. It may reduce symptoms and reduce potential death for some, but it doesn't really stop it, and you can still spread it. And the entire crew of the left-leaning Joe Behar and Whoopi Goldberg attacked her and said, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true. Here are people that are on television every day influencing millions of Americans giving false information. And that goes with the news media all across the the world. They are doing something that is unprecedented in human history. They're not looking at the truth. Well, okay, it is precedent in human history. It happens all the time, actually, in the past with violent tyrannical regimes that use propaganda to achieve power. But the truth is, this vaccine is not, it fades after 6 to 8 months. This is basic fact that's in multiple documented studies, peer-reviewed studies. You have to get booster shots. No end in sight for booster shots, how long it'll go in order to stop it. And oh, by the way, if you take the vaccine, you may not actually ever be able to avoid the booster shots because you may have reduced your immune capability to stop it because of the way the system, the vaccine works. The fraud in this and the lying is actually scaring the heck out of people, but the people that are looking at research are being silenced and shut down. And something is terribly wrong with this.
Yep. There's no question about that. And I guess all we can say is we can just alert the people to what you just said. If any of our listeners, by the way, or if any source can contradict anything that Jim says or that I said, we're here to hear you. All we want to do, we're here to listen. And if you can contradict it with irrefutable proof, we will immediately retract any statement that it turns out is not true. I'm sorry, Jimmy, go ahead.
Can I go one a little bit farther on this one? You know, there's a couple of our listeners and commenters like B that are very supportive, and they make that comment that, you know, you're hurting other people if you don't take the vaccine. But if you actually look at the CDC reporting on this, the promises that the vaccine would help and stop the spread, that's they're wrong. And the CDC, actually, there's lots of documentation on the CDC that says that. So making these decisions is critical for each of us to actually look at it, not just the headlines, not just the Atlantic article or what MSNBC or CNN or any of these, you know, media outlets say. It's really going back and looking at the data. And it's actually becoming difficult to find because there is so much censorship on a lot of these issues, but this is a very dangerous precedent for the world. It's very, very unfortunate. But anyway, you wanted to start on another topic.
The topic I want to start on right now is I want to start on the topic of, I think that African Americans to a very large extent are being exploited in our country. They have been exploited since day one, but I think progressives, and this is an editorial, this is simply an opinion from Al Corlin, I think they're being taken advantage of right now. I think it's amazing, for example, I want to give two examples, Jim. The first example I want to give is this African-American who was a criminal, had a record, who was killed by the police officer by standing on his throat for an extended period of time so he couldn't breathe. Now, the comment I want to make about that is I totally understand that that is wrong. I would have to say that his defense of having to contain this guy is probably something that is not...
Hey, Al, before you go too far on this, I want to make a couple of things very clear according to the facts and the documented medical examiner's review.
I know what
George
you're
Floyd
say, yeah.
did not die because of being suffocated by being pressure on the neck. He died from a fentanyl overdose from his heart stopping. Contributing factor was the fact that the officer was containing him and had his knee on him, but that did not kill him.
I totally understand that. And I want you to elaborate a little bit, if you would, about the fentanyl overdose and the legality of that.
Well, the fact is he had a felony record. He had done he'd spent time in prison. He was on fentanyl. George Floyd had just passed a counterfeit bill. The law enforcement officers put him in the car, were trying to actually contain him, but he couldn't. You know, he was having a problem because of this overdose with an extremely high amount of fentanyl. And then, of course, they couldn't react. They didn't know how to react with this. And then, of course, after he's being detained, you get videotape of what happened. In my view, this was a severe case of using an event, a very disturbing event, an unfortunate event, to inflame violence and riots. And I agree with you that people are manipulating the Black community in America in order to achieve political power. And I think that's the real essence of using the George Floyd violence and that entire event created chaos in America, and we have not seen it reduced yet.
I agree 100%, Jimmy, and that's the point that I was trying to make. That is the exact point that I was trying to make. Now, let me ask you one question, and again, here I am not showing my ignorance, but I'm showing my desire to understand the total picture. Was the fentanyl overdose, did it result from legally getting the fentanyl or illegally getting the fentanyl?
And I want to absolutely illegal drug use.
I want to know, okay, that's fine. Okay.
And he was involved in dealing drugs.
And is there irrefutable proof of that?
Absolutely. And there's also irrefutable proof that he had held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. Irrefutable proof that he had spent time in prison for a number of different and been convicted of a number of different offenses. This is a convicted felon with a very horrible record.
Now you want to tell me You want to tell me that my premise that African Americans are being taken advantage of is false? I don't think so.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think there's been a lot of people that try to raise this division and use this entire thing for their political gain. I think progressive coordinators and ideologues and people with self-interest are attempting to split and divide America, and they're unfortunately using racial tensions to do it.
Yeah. Jimmy, I want to take a break right now. We're going to have a very busy day, and I know that you're going to make some time that we can opine on almost anything that happens today. I think the situation in Kenosha may not come to closure today, and the reason, I hope it does, but the reason I say that is an example of the greatest, most serious powder keg that's existing in the United States today. Agree or disagree?
Well, I think there's so many areas right now of potential explosive events, and we never know the next one that might happen. They come out of the blue, like the George Floyd issue. People use them and attempt to do that. But I do agree with you that right now there are people that are planning and coordinating. If I am confident, and this is an analysis and an opinion, I'm confident that progressive activists are planning to create violence if he is acquitted. And I think if Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted, and I think the real reason for it, I think the bigger goal is that if Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted for self-defense in this issue, it takes away the entire media and political narrative that this guy shouldn't have had a personal weapon to defend himself or defend property or defend other people from the violence that was happening in Kenosha and all around the country. If that premise is proven in court that it was legal, then their entire premise that we can't allow individuals to keep right weapons goes away. And that's what I think the ultimate goal with progressive leaders to manipulate these events is, to take away personal ownership of weapons or restrict it as severely so they can control with state power. And that, you know, that's what's happened in Australia. That's what happened in New Zealand. And the lockdowns there are just incredible. And of course, all around Western Europe, you're seeing the same thing.
Yeah.
The bigger goal here is to keep a progressive government lid on the people. And that's what the struggle is all about.
Interesting times, Jim. Jim and I are going to be back later on today should the situation develop into something that we feel our opinion might be somewhat beneficial. Jimmy, thank you so much.
Yeah, always.